I really, really appreciate you guys showing up here today to celebrate.
The city's Felix Padron welcomes a crowd of several dozen who stand in Pittman Sullivan Park beneath the soaring new artwork. It's a 32-foot-tall steel arm and outstretched hand reaching skyward. The NAACP's Bill Berman.
This is going to be an identity for this neighborhood for many, many years to come. The artist said that he was inspired by M.O. King to do this, and the title of the work is Open Hand, Open Mind, Open Heart.
Boston artist Donald Kornfeld had actually attended the city's MLK march in years past, so he had a sense of the neighborhood. This park is where the MLK march ends each year.
That's the good thing about public art, that it's accessible, it's visible, and it's free.
City Councilman Alan Warwick was there too.
It just gives people another point of pride in their community. Just like the statue of Dr. King down the street, people will stop here and take pictures, and because it's really an icon at the scale that it's at.
He thinks that public art can do things to a community that are hard to measure but can't be done by other means.
And a piece of art is always something, especially one this iconic, that can really change community sentiment and maybe move things forward in the right direction. So hopefully this is a tipping point for a positive change in our community.
Community member Aubrey Lewis was also inspired.
At the end of the MLK march, as you march in, people will come by and be able to touch that hand of peace.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.